This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Very little of the nation's political business will be done over the next two holiday weeks, but people are positioning themselves for what's to come. Right after the new year, a new, more Republican Congress takes office, and President Bush begins his second term. The president's plan to change Social Security is being met with skepticism, and so is his decision to keep Donald Rumsfeld as Secretary of Defense. Joining us, as she does every Monday, is NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Steve.
Not a good month to be Donald Rumsfeld.
Well, he has certainly suffered from some piling on from Republicans both inside and outside of government. Look, what we're dealing with here is, of course, the situation in Iraq, and a lot of Republicans did not want to criticize it before the election, but now they fear that a war that they supported is going to turn out badly, and they want it to come out right, and they worry that this team can't do it right, and the Secretary of Defense has given them a lot of ammunition over the last few weeks, starting with his seemingly insensitive remark to the soldier in Kuwait about you go to war with the army you've got. But these are that was not a very sensitive thing to say, but the real problems are the continuing fallout from Abu Ghraib, the fact that you can't fulfill the recruitment levels in the National Guard. And then Rumsfeld continues to do things that sort of rub salt in the wound. Over the weekend, it was revealed that he wasn't personally signing the letters of condolence to the families of those who were killed in Iraq. So it just has given a lot of ammunition to his opponents.
Although, is any of this criticism having an effect on Rumsfeld's boss?
Well, you're right. He has a constituency, really, of one, George Bush, and no, at least as far as we know. And the president had his chief of staff, Andy Card, over the weekend enthusiastically endorsing Rumsfeld. And the chairman of the key committees in the Senate, John Warner at Armed Services and Richard Lugar at Foreign Relations, also giving him somewhat tepid support, basically saying that it would be too disruptive for him to go now, that he should be held accountable but stay. Look, I think, you know, the Iraqi elections are coming up soon, and we will wait and see what happens there, and that will probably determine Donald Rumsfeld's fate.
And I suppose we might be seeing here sort of a preview of debates to come. We hear here Republicans arguing with Republicans. Where do the Democrats come in?
Well, they've been sitting back and watching this with a certain amount of glee. I mean, there was a cartoon over the weekend of members of the Senate running down the steps saying, we're going to the Pentagon to throw rocks, and the Democrats saying they're all Republicans. But the Democrats are having enough problems figuring out who they are with all the confusion about this last election and what it means. But one thing, Steve, the one issue they know they can win on is Social Security. And, of course, that's the issue the president says he's taking on as his legacy. So I think that's where they're saving their fire for fighting on that issue.
Really? You think that the president has a chance to change Social Security in the way that he wants?
Well, he says it's his top priority. It's going to be very hard. The Republicans need some Democratic cover if they want to change Social Security, and they're reluctant. The Democrats are reluctant to give that cover, particularly after last week when they were at the White House, and apparently Senator Santorum, Republican of Pennsylvania, said, "Let's do it the Republican way." Really, Steve, in the past, the only way you've ever fixed Social Security is in a crisis, and even then it was very hard. The Social Security Commission back in 1983, it was Christmas Eve, Bob Dole and Pat Moynihan, two senators coming together saying, we've got to get this done. And then they had the support of Claude Pepper, who was the champion of old people. There's no Claude Pepper in the mix right now to fix this if the president, or to support it if the president finds a way to come up with a change that gets the support of Congress.
Cokie, thanks as always. That's NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.